It'll be Joseph in the black and gold dream coat this Saturday over Vanderbilt Stadium.
Nice segue.
Yep. How's that for a segue?
Very smooth.
He's a top-ranked golfer in the Southeastern Conference.
Joe, you used to have the cassette of Jack Wagner, All I Need, didn't you?
I can honestly say no, I never had that.
Oh, no, I don't know about that.
I can stand here in front of everybody and tell you no, I did not.
You kind of look like Jack Wagner in a way.
Oh, my goodness. He's a pretty good golfer, isn't he?
Oh, he's a really good golfer. Joe, talk about the undertaking that this whole deal with Game Day coming to Nashville.
Well, I'll give you the latest. The location has been decided on for where they're going to set up, and a lot of people are going to be unfamiliar with it. But really, they are going to set up in the area that's the new Commons area where the freshman class is housed. It's a new area over off of 18th Avenue. It's on the Peabody side of campus. And the ESPN, some of the ESPN staff and Vanderbilt staff went around and scouted several locations yesterday. And the ESPN folks, for what they're looking for and the kind of backdrop they're looking for and the kind of area they need, this seemed to be the most logical place. They seem to be very pleased with it. You know, they've sort of gotten away from the necessity of setting up right behind a football stadium. They like to sort of get out and get campus sites now and get other areas. And so this is going to fit right in with the kind of thing that they're looking for. There's a lot of parking apparently available over in that area, which is going to be helpful. I don't know the exact lots yet. I know a lot of information is going to be put on the website, vucommodores.com, not only about where it is, but when they need folks there. My understanding is they're going to need basically two gatherings, two times. One is going to be on Friday when they will do some hits for SportsCenter, and then one will be on Saturday, of course, their lead-in that I guess runs from about 9 until 11, so folks will want to get there early for that. More information on those specific times will be put on there as well.
You sensing some excitement there on campus, Joe? Just the buzz?
Oh yeah, definitely. A lot of people kind of incredulous to the fact that they're actually coming, and you know how the students get fired up for an ESPN game anyway. This will give them even more, motivation to give them something else to get fired up about and be involved in. But we're not just asking students to be a part of this. This is open to, public and fans to just come out and be a part of it. And it really is a first-time event. It's historic in a lot of ways. So hopefully we'll have a big turnout and just make it a big day.
And what people have to understand, it is a day-long thing. I mean, they're on the air, fairly early in the morning, with their college football game day. They start out in the morning and they keep going back to them as the day progresses,
right?
And so this isn't just one shot, unlike Monday Night Football where the game is the game. This is sort of a different deal.
Yeah.
And if you're a sports fan, I mean, let's face it, I've already gotten a few calls from friends of mine around the country going, you're getting game day.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And the other thing, they will probably at some point in the day, from what I understand, at some point in the day, they will move to a location inside the stadium, and then they'll do the rest of their game day hits from that location. But I don't know when that's going to take place. But it is quite an undertaking indeed. And I know now all of the logistics begin to go in place because, for example, ESPN is going to have for two production facilities. They're going to have the one that's at the football stadium. They're going to have the one that's going to be a game day at the location. So there are a lot of logistics to get figured out here in a very short amount of time, but it's an exciting problem to have.
Well, they better not get in the way of our radio broadcast
because
we got a lot of work to get done.
That's exactly right. We've mapped out our lines in our areas, so we should be fine.
Are the guys going to stay in the dorm so they can have bed check and play Battleship and all that stuff?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think the team stays in the hotel, and I imagine that the ESPN guys will too. They're welcome to stay in the dorm.
I just want somebody from the hotel staff to call into the station, our show, next week and tell us that, Fowler only doesn't want red M&Ms or something like that. Soy milk only for Lee Corso.
How does Lee Corso like his eggs?
Exactly.
That kind of thing. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff we need to know, isn't it?
Joe, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, Joe.